name is Muriel Craig, and I grew up around the Bowraville area. I'm the mum of Colleen Walker Craig. She was the first person to go missing, and she is the one, I haven't found her yet. Yeah, she wasn't found at all.
Did you know straight away that she was missing, or was there something funny?
Yes, that weekend she actually left home on the Wednesday in Sawtell, and she went down to Bowraville to a birthday party, and that was supposed to be on the Thursday night. Well, every time she went, she's been away to other parties, but always came home. And the Wednesday when she left, she kissed me goodbye. That's what she normally does. And she said, "Mum," and I was going down on the Friday to there was an Aboriginal knockout down in Maxville. She just told me, she said, "Mum, pick me up from there." So I just thought that I'd just go down and pick her up and she'd just come back home with me. But when we went down on the Friday, there were a few people who seen me out. I was at the football game, and one lady came up and said that she hadn't seen Colleen Saturday. I went down, I didn't go Friday. But anyway, when I went down on the Saturday, one of my cousins came up and said that they didn't know where Colleen was. From the football field, me and there was my sister and a little group of us, and so we went straight up to Bowraville, and we were looking, asking the people, the remaining people who we did see, you know, did they see Colleen? Was asking the question straight away, because I knew there and then I knew that something happened to her, because she would have been at that football game looking for us.
Because I guess people didn't have mobile phones, so it's not like today where, you know, you can just send a text message or call.
Yeah,
so
yes. Yes, that's what we did. Well, when we went back up to Bowraville, like there's a mission they call the Mish. Well, not many people were there anyway, because most of them was down at the game. But the few people I did see, I did ask them, did they see Colleen? And they said they never.
And so how long after that did you report her missing?
Well, I went home the Saturday. Then I came back Sunday and we looked again. And then I went home, and then on the Monday, then I came back down and reported her missing to the police in Bowraville.
And what was the reaction that you got from the police when you first reported her missing?
Look, they didn't even seem as though they wanted help, or they just looked at me. And when I said she was 16, and actually one of the police also did mention too, they said, "Oh, well, if she's 16, we've got to wait 24 hours anyway." But I said, "She's already been gone all over the weekend." Colleen was quite fair than what I am. And they also made remarks about her, you know, and looked and said, "Oh," because I had actually had a photo of her. And they said, she doesn't look as though she's Aboriginal. You know, this is what the things like that they said to me. And I think that was really distressing. And they had typewriters there. They wouldn't even type anything down to say that I reported they're missing. Not on that day, anyway.
If they didn't write up a report at that stage, how long was it before you went back and then to when they actually wrote up a report?
I went back to the police twice again, and every day, like some of my kids were at school, I went looking everywhere for her, you know, asking people questions. And I did go back to the police twice while I was down there again to report, you know, that I wanted them to go and question people, because some people were just really smart with me, you know, I didn't want to answer questions when I was asking them. And this is my own mob, and people I know, but this is how they was treating me too. So, and look, I never said that to anyone. I'm surprised I said it to you. But, yeah.
I think that happens a lot of times with our mob, is that, you know, at the time they don't realise what they're saying, because I guess at the time they probably wouldn't have known that she was actually missing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but yeah. And in a way, it was, at the time, it was very distressing, you know, like I said, every day, like, as soon as my kids were at school, I used to just hop in the car and go everywhere looking for her. And actually, when I was down there, I think Evelyn, that's when Evelyn disappeared. And when we had the inquest, they asked me about that. They said, "What were you thinking when Hedman?" And I said to them, "Well, at the time, I didn't really think anything, because I was trying to find Colleen. And, you know, I didn't really think that anything was really seriously wrong, not until I think then after when Clinton went missing, that's when I think the police took it more seriously. The police who was on doing the case at the time got the Sawtelle police to come round to home, and I had to go down to Sawtelle police station and make a statement. So I'd never made a statement in Barrow about Colleen disappearing. So it was made at Sawtelle police.
I know that we've had a lot of problems with race relations with the police, but, you know, I think it's different when a mother is reporting her daughter to be missing. I still don't understand how the police could have been treating you in that way.
I thought that they were treating me terrible, but, I mean, what could I do? I mean, they were the law. I was just a black person, you know, reporting my daughter missing. So I really had to do what I can do, and that's what I'd done. I went down there and stayed there and looked for my daughter.
SBS Radio, 7 billion stories and counting.
The police, well, they said, you know, they admitted, what, you know, that they were in the wrong, but all I knew that something happened to Colleen, I didn't, and I knew that it was bad because actually, you know, a couple of days might be, but before I moved down to Barrowville, I think it might have been the Sunday night. She actually came to me in a dream, and that's when I really knew that, you know, she was gone. I could see her running, and seeing Barrowville, there's a golf course in Barrowville straight across from the mission. When I used to be little, we used to play in there, but at the time when she went missing, there used to be like little ponds, and she showed me, and I could see her. She was running through the golf course, and she was singing out to me to help her, you know. And for some reason, I couldn't see the person who was chasing her.
You've got me teared up here now.
Something happened to her.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, a lot of the times with our mob, you know, we have this spiritual connection to our children and to our families, and, you know, when something like that happens, when you see them, it might just seem like a dream, but you know that that's real.
Yeah, yes, I know.
And so how long was that after she actually went missing, when you saw the dream?
Well, that was on the Sunday night before I moved down. The Monday when I went and reported her missing, that was the Sunday night before. So that would have been about, well, they said she went missing on the Thursday night. About 4 days later, I had to dream. But even when I seen them people on the Saturday, when I seen them, and when they told me, I just knew that something happened, because it's not like Colleen, she would have been dead. Even though she was sick, she went and done what she wanted to do, but, you know, she always came home to us.
And that's the thing. I mean, at 16 too, you know, some of our kids might be a little bit wayward, but then you know their movements, you know where they would be, you know who they would be with. Was there any indication, like when you first started asking questions, did you know who the last person that she was seen with before the police actually started investigating?
Yeah, well, they said that the last time she was seen was at a party in Barrowville. Then she walked down the side of a person's house on the mission. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time they seen her, they said.
And this is the person that's already known to police?
Yes.
When the police had started their investigation and, you know, this person's name come up, did you actually confront him or ask him?
Well, it's funny that you should say that, because before they mentioned his name, see, someone said that she was at the at his caravan drinking one night. So I did go up there and ask him, did he see her? I went to the caravan and I asked him, did he see Colleen? Well, he told me, he said she was there drinking with another friend, but they left. But I don't think that was the night that she disappeared. I don't think she was up there that night, but this was the night before. But I still went there, and, you know, because he was just one of the persons too, I went and asked. But I didn't think, he just said no, and I just thought that he might have seen me around somewhere or knew where she went.
I guess at that stage too, you would have just trusted what he said.
Yeah.
And so how long after, I don't have the timeline of all the events, but how long after Evelyn went missing and then her body was found, and shortly after Clinton's body was found, was it in between those two deaths that they found Colleen's stuff?
I think that was after Evelyn and Clinton were found. I think then a fisherman was up on holidays, and he just accidentally snagged a bag, a plastic bag with their clothing in them.
I saw the photos of the clothes, and they were the clothes that she had on?
I didn't even know who the clothes belonged to, because I knew, calling this my daughter, I knew what clothes she had.
Mm.
And the only thing, because actually they took me into Coffs Harbour Police Station to identify, because they had, there was rocks in amongst the clothes, and they wanted me to see if I knew where the rocks come from. But when I went to see her clothes, the things that were in the bag, there was actually, I didn't know whose jumper she had on, because it was a big purple, you can, and the jeans, I didn't know, but the only things I did recognise was the shoes. They were her shoes. And but then I found out later, my mum, she went up to my mum that, and she, and my mum said that she went there and she got, that was my mum's jumper, what she gave her that night. And
so there was no denying that they were the clothes that she'd had on at the time?
Yeah, my mum told me that she gave her that jumper. It was her jumper. I didn't realise that until way later.